That I won't tell you who got the title of the Windmaster. Anyway, I want to say I'm just going to go through some scriptures, that's all. I'm not long at all. I'm not going to be expounding heavily on the topic. And some of you may gather about the topic. And the topic is basically, when I find it, we are in a time right now that I believe that if you read the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew, you're going to find that we are quite into those days then that are in the fifth chapter of Matthew, and the 22nd and the 21st Matthew. But I have the Sermon on the Mount and talking about the end times. Now, some people like to say, this is the end times. But they don't even understand what they're saying sometimes, but they say, yes, I believe these are the end times. I mean, people sitting in pews every Sunday, every service, sometimes they don't even know when you're talking about the end times. Where's the end times? Well, what's the end times? I don't know. No, it's just this thing. People are that way. I'm going to start here, and I'm just going to be reading a few things and all that. And this is going to be in the Second Timothy chapter 3. And all that, and just maybe one or two more, and somebody reminded me, there's supposed to be a sermonette, small message. All right, anyway, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 starting, you all have heard it before. Just know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection. You can see that going on terrifically. These not natural affection.
Yeah.
And I don't hold back when I'm going to say the homosexuals are really got things working in the government and stuff for them, where they're the prime crop, I'm going to say, of some people right now, all those things. I don't drink beer. I quit many years ago and all that. But you know what Budweiser came out with a transsexual thing and all that. And even people who are not Christians are up in arms about it. So there's something there that without natural affection, people don't. False accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And here's the key. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Having a form of godliness, we always say we have a Christian nation. It was founded of God upon biblical principles and all that. The founding fathers, they were maybe not according to what we like. They were Puritans, the Episcopalians, and a few other ones I can't remember at the moment. And they were founding fathers. So, but sometimes their teachings would go different from ours today. But their idea and the interest is they wanted to serve God and have God take care of this country.
Right.
And help form this country. Now that's all right. I mean, that's just what's going on. Now we've got people today that are fighting against all that. But having a form of godliness, now what that will first indicate to me, we're talking about people who are saying we're Christians. We're Christians. Having that form of godliness.
Yeah.
Yet, what do they do when it comes to the world? Join in. You don't join in the world. You can't have, I said it earlier this morning in Sunday school, cannot have truth without unity, unity without truth. The truth is the word of God. We've got to have that. And we've got, then we can have unity. Why do some of your friends, you know, laugh at what you say about God or Bible? There's no unity there. There's no truth there somewhere, except your truth. And if they can't agree with truth, that's all there is to it. So having a form of godliness, we have that in our government today also, having a form of godliness. We are founded on Christian principles and mind yourself like this. But the idea is, right now, is that the world is supposed to be in the church. You know, church is supposed to be out of this world. Now, I want to think about that a minute. The world wants in the church, and they want the church out of the world. They want it gone. They want the teachings gone. They don't want your absolutes. Now, the Bible is an absolute book. It's absolutely right. It's absolutely accurate. And it's absolutely God's. But it has absolutes, and I'll get the other word in a minute. But there are absolutes in this world, and it comes from the Word of God. A lot of people would tell you, well, there are no absolutes. Well, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is. The Bible is an absolute way to live. That's God, as I said, it's all God. And so there is a, now we know that in the form of godliness, we want us to bend our rules, bend our standards, and bend it the way that makes them feel good if they come. But if we, if our churches make the people who are non-Christian come in and they feel comfortable, I think we're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
What we preach and what we teach, the way we act and everything else has got to put some kind of divisive spirit between us and the world. Gotta be. If everybody pats you on the back, oh, you're a Christian, and oh, I love you, and blah, 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 and they're living like the devil all the time, there's something wrong with you. Your way, your life, what you're doing. That'd be my same thing up here. If I get a lot of pats on the back and everything else, oh, oh, he's a nice preacher, blah, 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 I'm getting worried about myself. The world does not like us, and it's time we woke up to that.
Yeah.
Having a form of godliness. The many churches today don't like it because of what we believe and what we preach and what we say. They deny the power of the Holy Ghost. That's able to, well, yeah, we believe in the Holy Ghost, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We believe in all that. But do you believe you've got the power to change your life? Well, that's if you want it to change your life, he'll change it. Now, if you're a Christian, you want the Holy Ghost in your life, for he can change your life to line up with the Word of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, I'm not a Pharisee and I'm not a Sadducee, all right? But I'm going to tell you that the Bible is the Bible, and it's the one that we're supposed to follow according to God's Word and everything else. They deny the power of being able to change. My brother was a cop. Two brothers were cops. And they said, well, a leper cannot change its spots, which means trying to say, well, people cannot change. The bad guy's always going to be a bad guy. The good guy's always going to be a good guy. And the guy or woman or whoever is in between is always going to be there. Not so.
Right. That's right.
Denying the power of the Holy Ghost. The first off, you look at the spots on the, well, a leper can't change his spots. We know that and all that. I can't change my bald head into a full head of hair either, or anything else. But the Holy Ghost can take you and your life and my life and change us. Amen. As we intend to follow God.
Amen.
We intend to follow God. Mm-hmm. Work to follow God. Try to follow God. Pray to follow God. Read His Word to follow God. These are things we've got, we talked about this morning, and also about being convicted if this Bible is true or not. You've got to be convicted that God is God and He always will be God, and this Bible is accurate, 100% true. There is no errors, there is no falsity. You even got the Vatican talking about the errors that are in the Bible. Now, you stop and think about that. And people, because this man says something, or the Pope says something, it's gospel truth. No, it's not. And if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it's not the Word of God.
Right.
All right. So having the denying the power thereof, churches will deny it, the power thereof. Well, do you really mean you need to shout and jump in church? No, but if the Holy Spirit moves on you, you probably will. And all that. You mean to tell me you might fall flat on the floor? Well, I don't know, you may not, but if the Holy Ghost moves on you, you just might. We trust God in everything that He does. We trust God in everything that He says. Have you ever caught yourself doubting the Word of God? Don't lie to me. Yes, you have. You caught yourself. And I say caught yourself because, I don't know. No, God, I'm sorry. No, you're back on the right track. We are human. We need the power, the authority, all right? The authority of godliness. We need it.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. Now, we go to the 21st chapter of the book of Matthew. I'm sorry, I'm around 22nd chapter of the book of Matthew. It says here in the 22nd book of Matthew, all right, Jesus says these words, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's. He was faced with a question by the hypocrites. He would say, well, who's, should you pay tribute? Basically, should you pay tribute means should you honor what this government is saying or what this group is saying or whatever and all that. He says, show me a coin. And they showed him a coin. And he says, whose superscription is on that? And then they said, Caesar. He said, well, then you give the Caesar what belongs to Caesar. You give God what belongs to God.
Yeah.
We today as Christians sometimes get that confused. I've known good Christians really working on it. Well, you can't do that because the government says so. Well, why not? Well, you're not allowed to go over there and preach. Or, you know, you're not allowed to go from door to door. Well, what's the Bible say? Anybody want to know? Anybody know?
Go.
Go.
The Bible says no?
Go.
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 Oh, okay. I thought you said no. Anyway, all right. It says go. Go ye therefore into the world, right? Baptize them, talking to them, preaching to them, and everything else. Tell them. You stop and talk to somebody at school, and they would listen to you while you're talking. You're preaching. You know that. You're basically preaching the same as you when you work up there at the wherever you work anymore and all that. You're preaching. Mm-hmm. We're all preachers and all that. That doesn't mean like the messages that the pastor gets from God. It means, yeah, preacher, you got the message. You got it right here. Tell them about God. You got to. Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are of Caesar's. Give to the government and to those over you what they deserve. But don't let it take the place of God. Because then it says, and unto God the things that are God's. Mm-hmm. We get confused sometimes on those things. Sometimes, well, I don't know if I should. Because the law says, well, hey, the Bible says go, like she said. All right, go. You go out. And the way is starting to take shape. To my estimation, to what I see and hear, that these things are going to be coming together. An argument is going to be coming pretty soon between Christians and the law of God. The law of God and the law of the land. And all that. We obey if you don't obey the law of the land, just because, okay, just like you want to go down the road and speed limit is 55, but I'm in a hurry, so you go 65 or 70. You're breaking the law. The law says, don't do it. Now, have I ever done that? So I have to confess. Yes, we've all done that. All right. Now, the thing is, again, those things like, you know, if you get caught, some people get mad when they get caught for speeding. Some people get upset when they get caught for speeding. Why? You did it. All right. You render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Unto God the things that are God's. Honor, respect, be given to Caesar, to be given to governors, Oh, and this will really trick you off. Police officers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad guys in blue. You know how terrible they are, aren't they? Can you imagine us without them?
Right.
In Romans chapter 13, I'm just going to read this for you. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. There is no power but of God, and the power that be are ordained or ordered of God. Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 1. All right? They're ordained of God, police officers. Now, somebody says, well, what happened about a theocracy? Well, believe you me, a theocracy had police officers. A theocracy has people, officials, rulers, and stuff. As we read in the Old Testament with the Pharisees and Sadducees, they had those that were, I'll call them police officers. And all that. All right, it goes by early. Be subject unto, where do we be subject unto what those powers that are over us are? And then it says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Realize, this is simple talk today. You go against the cop, you go against him and resist whatever's happening in a mean way or whatever, you resist God. You put them pen in there on purpose. And they resist, and they that resist will receive to themselves damnation. All right? Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works. Have you ever noticed when you're going down the road how you see a car sitting over to the side or in the median with lights on or something like that? Do you realize how automatically your car seems to slow down? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
My wife knows.
Your car automatically slows down. And all that. Now, but then again, after that, it seems to speed up again. All right. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. People who always want to do something wrong are the ones that are always cutting down police officers or authorities or anything else. Now, I'll be honest with you, and I don't think this falls into this situation. But if you think it is, you go ahead and tell me. And that is, no, I am not happy with that present situation in our government. All right? I am not happy with who we have in there or anything else. What can I do about it? Pray about it. And when the time comes, vote. That's how they should. That's the way to do it. You don't start no arguments or fights or anything like that. Anything else like that, all right? I'm not afraid of the power. I'm not afraid of a cop. I'm not afraid. Now, what happens when my car must be afraid because it slows down. So my car must, I don't know how. All right. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God. Ooh, did you ever think of that? Police officers are ministers of God for good.
Yeah.
But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath or law, I'll say, upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Mm-hmm. You ever feel guilty? Going too fast? Then why do you keep going? If you feel guilty, first thing you're going to do is stop. Slow down. Whatever. Now, the idea of there's a lot of Christians and stuff like that, to me, and you give Caesar what's Caesar's, you give God what's God's. God tells you to obey laws, obey the laws. Now, that have we all failed? Sure, we have, and everything else. We've complained about the law, and those sometimes, well, I know about that cop. I went to school with him. You know, keep the bad stuff to yourself. I don't want, You might have went to school with the pastor. I don't want to hear his faults that you could pick out because you went to school with him. It ain't my problem. It ain't my business. What I'm trying to tell you is this. As things continue to go on in this world and the things in the news, you render to God what's God's. You give to Caesar what's Caesar's. You do what you're supposed to do, and then follow when you're following God, you'll do what you're supposed to do. I hope I got my idea across to you.
Yeah.
And that is, be careful. Don't speed. Don't speed. But the point is this, you know, we have to obey. That's what's happening right now in our country with all these people, you know, where they're rising up in arms. Now, they call January 6th an insurrection. If you look at it, the word insurrection, see what it means? There was no insurrection. It was a protest. I'm not going any farther than that. I just know some things that maybe you do, maybe you don't know. But there is no insurrection, anything else. But the idea is, render due respect to the authority that's over you, no matter where it's at, even in church. Even in church, the authority of the pastor and all that. I don't like the pastor being called by his first name here in church. What should he be called? Pastor. Because that's what's going on. And I thought I'm going to all I got. Didn't want to keep you long, but these are things that are on my heart sometimes. You know, render the authority to who the authority has, you know, really.